You're listening to Foch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
Guys, I've been really excited to tell you this story because something very traumatic happened this weekend. Saturday, I went to see Post Malone in St. Louis. Mm. I feel that you guys have probably heard this story.
We talked about it already this week.
So let me tell you from my perspective. The show is going amazing. He is truly the biggest rock star that I have personally ever seen in my life. Because you're talking a stadium. One man. There's no DJ. There's no band.
Really?
There's no backup dancers. It is literally one man and a mic and tracks, and then there is a section where he plays guitar, which is really awesome.
Yeah.
Too. But anyways, he's just, the charisma is insane. Total rock star. Okay, so there's a spot where he plays three songs acoustic. When he gets to Circles, he does the first half of Circles acoustic. Then the track comes up and everybody's like, whoa! And he gets up and starts kind of running around the stage. Mm-hmm. When he gets up to the front, starts singing, everybody turns around, goes back, and they had never brought up the pit from the guitar and the microphone. And I mean, he just falls straight through that hole. He fell.
No, I know.
It was the...
I don't know why you're surprised. Like, you're surprised, like, you're hearing it for the first time.
So
like, you knew,
into the way
you
he was
Post Malone fell through the stage. So, like, everybody knows that by now.
I could have told it, though, a different way because I'm not mad at Tater Tot, but she did cost me missing the actual fall because she pointed out how stupidly this lady was dancing, and I was watching that. But I'm watching this dumb lady dance, and it was very entertaining, but I... out of the corner of my eye, I'm like, is he on the ground? And I look over and he's on the ground, like writhing around. Okay.
Ooh.
Then people just start running on stage. Yeah. I'm talking seconds after it happened. There's probably five,
not
six
fans,
people.
But
no,
security.
No, no, like security
and production
and the guy, EMS people and like some random girl that I was assuming was maybe his girlfriend or I don't know, man. But the music goes down and it is just silent. In the auditorium.
Oh.
I legitimately thought I was watching him overdose. That's what I thought. Mm. I thought I was watching him have a seizure because he just looks passed out except for this like tiny little writhing.
Oh.
In hindsight, the air was just completely knocked out of him. I mean, he's about my size, probably like 6'1",
45 cigarettes a day.
Yes. So I mean,
he says he did.
45 cigarettes a day.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. I mean, yeah, he smoked 3-4 on the stage while he was
really?
Performing. So, which is insane, right? That does show that you can be above the law.
Oh, that's right. You can't smoke indoors.
For sure. And so it is wild. Like, I think he could have taken out a gun and shot it in the air, but I think he just really is above the law. Anyways, it was one of the craziest things I've ever seen.
So was it dead silent or was the crowd
the crowd eventually started like being a little louder and then at some point everybody was like chanting like Posty, Posty, but probably for the first minute, I'm talking silent.
Did they take him off stage?
They did. It probably took at least 5 minutes. That's not an exaggeration of him laying there. Then he gets up and takes the mic and he's like, I'm sorry guys, I run the show. Just maybe give me a little bit of time and I'll come back out. So he goes backstage for probably 10 minutes or something and then a guy comes out on stage with a mic and I'm like, okay, he's not coming back out. But that guy was like, thank you so much for the support. Posty's gonna come out, perform the rest of the show for you guys in just a second. And I was like, wow. And he did. He came out, performed the rest of the show. First thing he did is come out and walk up to the hole and flip it off. That was amazing.
That's awesome.
But yeah, I think maybe he left out a couple of songs maybe, but I mean, it was incredible. I was blown away that he performed the rest of it. I mean, I cannot fathom how bad that would have hurt.
Yeah.
That's a Dave Grohl moment there.
It was insane.
He
broke his leg.
It was totally that.
Yeah.
It was rock star status.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you just know. I mean, I cannot fathom the level that hurt. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And if you haven't seen the fall from the front, watch that. How hard it looks, because everybody's seen it. The back view is what's really popular. You see him fall through the hole. There's plenty of views from the front side. If you watch that, you'll realize like how bad it hurt. Mm.
Do you
it's
think
insane.
His sight is getting like a little blurred because of all the tattoos on his face where he can't see holes on the stage?
Yeah,
it's just like blocking his view.
See, actually, I thought that kind of blocked out like a baseball player. So
I
thought it actually
helped him.
You would zone in on holes on the stage.
Yeah, but I think this one was just, you know, I'm guessing whoever did that got fired.
Yeah, I was going to say whoever.
It would have been pretty easy to not to not miss that one.
Foch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.